So I'm going to make a wild guess that this patient wanted to get FOLFIRINOX.
That's correct. She did want to get FOLFIRINOX.
And what happened?
She is actually almost done with the modified FOLFIRINOX. She has one more out of 12 cycles to go through. She's tolerated amazingly well with irinotecan. As you know, we start with a little lower dose at 150 per meter squares, and we absolutely had to dose reduce it right away. In fact, I find that in the adjuvant setting, when I use modified FOLFIRINOX, it's actually a little bit harder on patients than even in the metastatic setting, because the patients after a Whipple already may have some diarrhea, some indigestion, some maybe not quite as good performance status. So it's not quite as easy on patients as I would expect. And we do require a dose reduction. So she required already 40% irinotecan dose reduction and 20% for oxaliplatin. But she actually has been able to stay on track with every 2-week dosing and missed work only about 4 days each cycle. So a cycle, it would be 2 weeks. So the rest of the time she was actually able to work.
So you mentioned that you were involved with the study, the adjuvant study. How did you find patients tolerating GemNab in the adjuvant setting? And specifically, how did you find and what did you see in terms of neuropathy?
To be very honest with you, Neil, and I never understood why sometimes some patients have no neuropathy whatsoever from nab-paclitaxel. There are really people that have no neuropathy. So I've had a mixture of patients, some that had no neuropathy, and in fact, they maintain a performance status of 0 through the whole adjuvant therapy, and other patients that had neuropathy within 2 to 3 weeks and required nab-paclitaxel dose reduction. Most patients tolerated really well. So I actually, we didn't have any hospitalizations, no grade 4 events that I can speak of.